Oh. Hello, hello, everyone.
Hello.
We have the yeshiva here is taking a little break because they're taking a break between the regular zman and summer zman. So they're starting the summer zman next week.
Is that affecting us?
No, it just affects that the no, doesn't affect us, though. No. Okay. Does not affect us. What affects us is that, okay, we'll see. All right. Anyway, so we can start. It's 8 o'clock, so we can start. So we were reading this Tosis. Let's go back. We haven't had shiur since Sunday. So Tosis, the Gemara has, just to keep the cheshbon, the Gemara asks a kasha on Rava, that how does Rava understand Pshat and Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi seems to say this line that Rav Yossi says, the line of Rav Yossi is, Rav Yossi mater bechardo, the Gemara asks a kasha on Rava that according to you, Rava, that you hold in our Nizah, our the Harchik, even before the other guy comes. So how did you ever get Echemishkachasla? Because how did the first guy ever come? In other words, granted, the way Rashi sets it up, so granted, Rav Yossi's svara is that since you're mazik me, I can be mazik you. But that's fine if the first guy came and he's mazik the second guy. So then the second guy can say, just like you're mazik me, I'm mazik you. But according to Rava, that the first guy can't even come. So how do you have a case of Hechem Mishkach as well? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Switching more answers, but okay. So we're in the Gemara's Kasha. Tavis is in the Gemara's Kasha. And Tavis' problem is that the Gemara's mashma, that the question is only on Rava. But it's mashma that in Abaya, nothing shver. So the problem is, this is Tavis doesn't spell out his problem, but apparently this is the understood problem. Then in Abaya, Rav Yossi also doesn't make sense because in Abaya, granted, the first person can come, let's say the Baal HaDvarim comes, but then the second person should have to make the whole entire Harchaka, because that's what Abaya holds by Bor. Abaya holds by Bor. The first person puts his Bor on the border, and then the second person has to be Marchik his Bor 6 Tefachim. So just like according to Abaya by Bor, the first person can put on the border, and the second person has to be marchik 6 Tefachim. So we should have the same thing by Chardo, that the first person brings his vayrim, and the second person, the Baal HaChardo, has to be marchik whatever it is. If it's making 6 Tefachim, whatever is the distance, not necessarily that the same distance as Bor, but it's whatever distance that we're talking about. That you have to keep bees away from Chardo. So I'm not sure if it's the same 6 Tefachim or it's a different distance. Does anyone say Beferish? I'm not sure. We thought at one time that there may be some kind of low plug that we always do 6 Tefachim, but we didn't know. But anyway, but
Rebbe, what's the svara by Bor? Why is it if you put the Bor by the distance that the other person's responsible?
because the first person is Beheter. So he's according to Abaya, the first person is allowed to come because the second guy is not there yet, because Abaya lives in the present; he doesn't see the future. So the first person is allowed to come because when he comes, he's not being masik anyone. And once the first person's here, So now when the second person wants to put his bor, he's not allowed to be mazik the first person. So he has to be moved the full distance. So that
the person wasn't there on that property, or he didn't have a bor there?
He didn't have a bor. The two people have, they're two neighbors. And they're it's a sada suyida virus. But there's no virus yet. So the first person, according to the question of Machlekes Abaye and Rava, we're in the second lashon, but it could be Pasha, it could be in the first lashon too. But let's say work with the second lashon, because according to many people, that's how we pass him halacha. So Rava says that the first person is not allowed to be Simech. So the Gemara has a kasha. According to Rava, just like the first person is not allowed to be Simech, because you have to look into the future. So therefore, the first person would not be allowed to bring his Zvayrim here, because he has to look into the future that the other guy is going to make a Chardo. And according to Rav Yaisi, they're each Mazik each other. So therefore, the Gemara, that was the Gemara's Kasha and Rava. Pashra from the Gemara. Good. What?
Puts the bor there right by the edge right now. So why is he being mazik the person right now? Because he's limiting.
Abaya holds that the first person is allowed to make a bor on the border, because it's only mazik the future bor, and there is no future bor yet. So we don't. Abaya lives in the present. He doesn't live in the future. He doesn't view that's causing any hezek to the ground. It's only mazik a bor, because the fact that you saw up in the ground is not a hezek, because it's very nice to have soft ground. If you want to plant and everything, it's good to have soft ground. The only hezek is if you have a bor, but the second guy doesn't have a bor yet. That's a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Rava lives in the future, so to speak. He sees the future, and the future as if it's here in the present, or he's worried about the future hezek, different ways of saying Rava, and Abaya lives in the present. So according to Abaya, you live in the present. No one has a bor. So when the first person comes and wants to make a bor, he's not mazik anyone. Since he's not mazik anyone, he's allowed to put the bor on the border. Now that his bor is already on the border, so when the second person comes, the second person is being mazik the first person, so he has to be marchik six svachim. That's what Abaya holds by bor. So the problem is that just like Abaya holds that by bor, so Abaya should hold the same thing by the Dvarim and the Chardo. Since the Dvarim and the Chardo, Pashtus is the exact case, because they're each mazik each other. According to Rav Yaisi, the Dvarim are mazik the Chardo because they're eating the Chardo plant. The Chardo is mazik the Dvarim because it's causing them to have a bitter taste in their mouth, which motivates them to eat their own honey. So they're each mazik each other. So the din should be that, granted, the first person can go on the border because he is in the present. The other person is not here yet. But the second person, which in this case would be the Baruch Hardo, should have to be marchik the entire harchaka. So why
are we assuming that by bor there's also mutual hezek?
By bor there's mutual hezek when you have the two virus. But the first person doesn't care about the second hezek because he's not there yet.
But one is ongoing. The dvarim are ongoing. But the bar l'chayra now is only a nizik. It because of, like what Tyson says, what we're going to say, like, you know, that you did something yesterday. I'm just saying there is a difference, l'chayra, between...
Let's see. This is what Tyson is apparently bad about. You know, okay, when we used to, like, Toshiba used to say, when you want to go ahead and write your Tysus.
I'm saying, Tysus obviously doesn't hold that this is this Svara that of you being an ongoing Mazik. He obviously doesn't feel that that's important.
Right. Because, yes, I agree. So this is Tysus understood Kasha. He said Tysus understood Kasha is that the Gemara seems to say that it's good in Rava. But it's not good in Abaya. And Abaya is also Shver. Right? So that's what I'm
saying. Like I'll be the first guy. As I don't understand. Our problem was Abaya and Rava was going, Itmar Habola Mitzar. That's not a problem, right? According to Abaya, how the first guy got there. Is that a problem or not?
No problem how the first guy got there. But there's a second on the second guy. Because Tyson says,
Kitsash like a Hagen.
Wait, that's the answer. I'm Tyson's understood question. Tyson's understood question seemingly is, in Abaya, we have a question. Why doesn't the second guy have to be marchik the entire six tfachim or whatever the measurement is?
So why is that a kasha and Abaya? We would never bother a blot and a half about the second guy ever. Lagabi Abaya, Lagabi Rabbi. We only bother by the first guy. How did the first guy get there?
Abaya by Bor, that he says the second guy has to be marchik the entire hezek. So just like by Bor, Abaya holds the second guy has to be marchik the entire hezek. So here, two Boris and Chardo and Varim are identical. Taiv is held in his Afamino, because in both cases, they're both masik each other. So why
that has nothing to do with our sugi of Abaya, right?
What?
That has nothing to do with our sugi of Abaya was Abaya a bola mate to the first guy. We never questioned the second guy ever, correct?
I guess, and maybe you're wrong. Abaya talked about both. Abaya said that the first guy is allowed to be Simon, and the second guy has to be Marchik. So Titus's problem is to try and explain why, according to Abaya, Bayin Rav Yossi, doesn't the second guy have to be Marchik? That seems
to be... said by Bevas Achas, they both have to be Marchik, right?
Bevas Achas, they both, right, but that's not what Rav Yossi
said. Okay, so they're both coming to the border, they're both Mazik, and they both have to be Marchik, according to Abaya.
That doesn't help for Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that they're both allowed to be by the border. And the other thing says the first guy comes first to the border, and the second guy, even though he comes a month later, can also go to the border. So that is Shver. Why does Rav Yossi hold that the second guy can go to the border? Why is it different than by a boar where the second guy has to be Marchik Six Vachim?
Did Yossi ever say different Lagabi the second guy? Did Abaya ever say different Lagabi the second guy in Rav Yossi? That we're asking Akasha on Abaya, how do you understand Rabbi Yossi? Did Abaya ever say about the second guy anything different in Rabbi Yossi?
I don't know what you're saying. Abaya said by Bor, the second guy has to be Marchik Six Tfachim. That's what I'll tell you this whole. That's what Abaya holds by Bor. And I think he even says it. So now Tavis has a problem. So
Mishnah Lagabe, that's not in our Mishnah. The Gabi the Rabbanan, that's what Abaya would agree to, right?
No, so why the question is, Abaya said that Bain and the Rabbanan, Bain and the Rav Yossi. Abaya said, he said clearly, speaking both in Rabbanan and in Rav Yossi, that in the Bor case, the first guy is allowed to be Simech, and the second person has to be Marchik Six Tfachim.
I didn't see about the second guy has to be Marcus Six Tfachim in Rabbi Yossi. Okay.
And again, we're not talking about the ultimate Rabbi Yossi yet. We didn't get to.
I'm saying I didn't see the whole Gemara was asking about the first guy going to the Meitzah. We didn't talk about the second guy. The only time we did, we asked Akasha, Lagami well, no, Bar, Bavasaka, but we never saw Abaya talk about the second guy.
Tosas did say that Ben to the first Lashon, Ben to the second Lashon, you're going to have to be Machik Six Tachim. I'm assuming Tosas took it from Abaya's words, that it's not...
Bishlam al Abaya. I'm just... In the previous daf,
he's saying that either according to either one of the Lashonis and Abaya, yeah, the second guy is going to have to be Machik Six Tachim. I'm assuming that in his understanding of Abaya, he was mochach
right
to say that.
Right. Tosas, there we have Abaya, Omer, Samech, Omer, Ri, right, that's the type is Abaya and Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Now you want to weird the type is get that from? Okay, I don't know. The truth is, I'm not enough in the sugya of Yud Zayin to know. You know, our regular achas, but Taita says it. Obviously, right, Sandy's right. It's obviously Mukhluk from Abaya. So we have Taisus telling us that according to Abaya, by Bor, the second guy has to be Marchik Six Tfachim. That's what Taisus says. On Yuzayin on the Bay, he's Dirim Ask Abaya. So we have Akasha. So why did Rav Yossi hold that the second guy, by Dvarim and Chardo, the second guy is allowed to be Simei? Why is it different than bor? So that seems to be the question that Taibis is bothered by on Yilchas Amarat Beis. So Taibis answers, if we skip down in the middle of the first 10 lines of Taibis, maybe less, it starts with Rav Yaisi. The Rav Yaisi Savar, Awu Abai, explain Rav Yaisi. Kiven Didvarim Maski Chardo. Since the first guy who was about Dvarim is Mazik the Chardo, and therefore when he put his Dvarim there, he did Ksas Shaloka Hagen. What's the Ksas Shaloka Hagen? Shesamach Awal Meitzah Shesosin Lebesayv Yisrael Chardo. In other words, apparently he's working with a Soda Asuya Lechardo. So it's a you knew or you had good reason to assume that he's going to make Chardo. So what are you putting your Dvarim there who are going to eat my Chardo and you're being Mazik my Chardo? So there's a certain amount of Osa Shaloka Hagen. Aval Bishav Dinen Yachol Amayno Shlo Yismach. In other words, it's not enough Shaloka Hagen that I can stop you, because Abaya says clearly that the first person is allowed to be Yismach. But it's still a certain amount of Shaloka Hagen, which is a very strange thing. We never had this before till Taisus says this, that even though Abaya says you can be Saimech, but it's considered Shaloka Hagen. So the began, and the apparently he says here the Rishash changes the Gersa so to Gam. So Gam by Chardo Yochol Vismo. So the way the simple Pshat and Taibis is saying that since the first guy did Shaloka Hagen, therefore the second guy can also do Shaloka Hagen. You know, dummy the board, the husband, Mishum, the Marpi, Leila Arbe, Umadik, Hashem, be a dime, the God of Barshach, Rishon. We don't see there. You can't say the first guy can say, since you did Shalok Hogan, I'm also going to do Shalok Hogan. Because here you're doing much worse. You're doing Masik, be a dime to the first guy's coat of board. So that you can't do. The Chak, I was Shane in Harkakar Chako. Here again, type it spells out that by boar, the Shane, and this is where you see was what was bothering Taisus. Taisus spells out in his answer, you see what his question was. By boar is I was Shane in a harchikar chaka. Avahokalo. Okay. So that's what Taisus says, that since the first guy did Shaloka Hagen, so even though there really should be a halacha that the second guy has to be marchik because he's a mazik, according to the, we're in the Rabbanan Shita, that you don't need gear and delay. So therefore, the second guy's a mazik. So he should, and the first guy's here already. So you can't say you're not a mazik. But Rav Yaisi has a svara that says you're a Shaloka Hagen, so I can also be Shaloka Hagen. And I, by boar, say the same thing. Because by boar, the second guy's much worse than a Shaloka Hagen. He's being mazik be a dayim. So to be mazik biyadayim, that you can't do. But here, when you're not called mazik biyadayim, even though it really should be usher, but now that the first guy is shloka hagen, so we allow you to do something really should be usher. Seemingly, that's a pshat in Taisus. Okay, are we okay? Okay, so I sent you, I don't know.
Reading, Rebbe says, use the word gam. As Mishum?
No, therefore. I'm reading the Gam is also that there's a word, Pashup Shat, the Rishash takes out the Vav, and in the Pashup Shat, you have to add a word, therefore, which is left out. Taivit sometimes leaves out words, so there you have to add the word, therefore. And Taivit is saying, The din is that the first person is allowed to be, what the first person did Shaloka Hagen, add the word therefore.
I'm saying, how do we know to add the word therefore? Maybe there's no word therefore, and maybe we could say that's the first guy, and the second guy's also allowed to do that, but it's not Mishum he did it, right? Rebbe's reading as Mishum, or therefore.
The question, The question that Taibas has, the understood question that Taibas has, is why in the world should the second guy be mutter? Because the first guy was mutter to come because the second guy wasn't there yet. So you're not a real mazik. But the second guy, everyone agrees for sure. If the first guy would be kahogen, let's say you have a situation where the first guy's kahogen. Let's say we have other cases in the perek, you know, where the first guy is not mazik, the second guy. Let's say the first guy makes a ilan, and the second guy wants to make a boar. I mean, vice versa. First guy makes a boar, and the second guy makes an ilan. Or the first guy makes an eitzer, and the second guy wants to make a nachtum, whatever. So in all those cases that we had previously in the parak, where the first guy is not mazik the second guy, so clearly we said, according to Abaya, the second guy has to be marchik all this, the whole thing. That's how we're Tavis is learning that in every single case till now, the second guy has to be marchik the whole thing. So why over here is there an exception? Why by that the second guy does not have to be marchik, he's allowed to be simeh? Answer is because the first guy did shelo kahogen. So that's why Tosfos needs it. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for Tosfos to say. Why is Tosfos making? Tosfos is saying a radical chiddush that the first guy did shelo kahogen. That is earth shattering, because as we said this Sunday, and this is what this Machzei Avraham says. How can you say the first guy did shelo kahogen when Abaya says simech? Simech seems to mean that it's like that you call up your Rav and he said simech. Simech means go ahead, go do it. So how can you say that it's a shelo kahogen? So Tosfos is saying an extremely radical chiddush that even though Abaya said simech, but the chatchila is not the right thing to do. Right? That's radical. That's what the Machzei Avraham gets all excited about. He says, how can that be? Abaya said Soymech, but you're telling that he's Nikra, that he's he says, Otto and Yavo the Faneno Lishma Rishai Lismo, me name it in a chatchila yesh avle bedavra lismo. So Tzaybis says, yes. Tzaybis says it's Ksas Shalom Kahogen. But that's so not mashma in Abaya's lashon, that Abaya said simech. Simech seems to mean that you're allowed to. So Tosfos is saying a radical chiddush. Why did Tosfos say this radical chiddush? Because Tosfos has to answer a question. What is allowing the second guy to come? According to Abaya, whenever the first guy is totally kahogen and he did nothing wrong, like the first guy made a boar, the first guy made an eitzer, and now the second guy was coming, and the second guy's mazik the first guy, then the second guy got to be marchik the whole thing. So why in the world here can the second guy come right up to the border? Teretz is, says Tosfos, since a chiddush the first guy did somewhat shelo kahogen, therefore the second guy is also allowed to do shelo kahogen. That's so therefore the way you have to read Tosfos, and this is how the Rashash is reading it, and the Maram says it the same thing, that there's the type is saying that therefore gam ashene ba'akar the yochol lismoch. That's how he's reading. That's how they're reading Tosfos. Since the first guy did shelo kahogen, which is my big chiddush, therefore, that answers the question. Tosfos' question is, why is the Shane Yochel Lismoch? Tosfos' answer is because the first guy did shelo kahogen, therefore, the Shane could be simech.
Thank you. I got it. And just Rebbe said last, just the words were, the word shelo kadin is not the same as shelo kahogen. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Because shelo kadin means halachically, I can stop you from coming. And when you do it, you're being over the din. The din says you're not allowed to be here. and you're here. Tavis is saying a very, very strange split, that even though the din is that you're allowed to be here, and no one can stop you from being here, because you're allowed to be here, that's the din, but you're still not acting properly. It's a shaloka.
The difference between shaloka hagen and kitsash shaloka hagen, that's not a difference.
That's also a difference, Tavis is saying that there's a difference between kedin and kahagen, and kitsash shaloka kahagen is even a bigger difference. Tavis is coming up with one of the problems that the Matzei Avraham is struggling with, that if Abaya said Simech, and we don't tell him, and we don't tell him to go, and we don't stop him, and if he comes to go, we tell him Koach Kavod, go ahead and do it. How can you say it's Ksas Shelo Gahogen? If it's Ksas Shelo Gahogen, we should stop him. If it's Ksas Shelo Gahogen, it should be Shelo Gadin. If it's Ksas Shelo Gahogen, you shouldn't say Simech. But how can you say it's Simech? How can you say we don't stop you? Anything else which is Shelo Gadin, we do stop you. So why? Where is this middle level that it's not enough Shelo Gadin that we're going to stop you, but we're still upset with you? Right? It's
Why is it also saying Afal Pisha Bedin Eino Yochel Mono? Why doesn't he take the positive? Afal Pisha Bedin Ose, nevertheless, it's Tzashalei Kohegen. Why is he putting the focus and the emphasis on the fact that the other person is not able to prevent him?
That's how we know that it's Bedin Ose. How do you know that it's Bedin Ose? Because the halacha is that the other guy can't prevent him.
So doesn't it show that there's some kind of a difference that he can't prevent them, but that doesn't mean that you're doing properly.
Right. Obviously, that's what Tavis is saying. But it's a hard to understand, because if you're not doing properly, then you should be able to stop them. Just like everywhere else in Baba Basra, when the other guy does improperly, you can stop him.
So Abai like holds that you know.
In Rachachamim Noichahim, right? There's like, it's Mayain that, I think. Like, okay. It's not to do it. There's a certain concept. We tell the person, in Rachachamim.
Okay, fine. I'm not trying to make a big ass. The Maghreb Ram felt it's a very big daichik, especially because Abaya used the word Saimech. But okay, Tysus is allowed to say to Chukim. You know, there's established daichik in Abaya's Lashon. Abaya said Saimech. Soymech sounds like we tell him to do it. Well, Soymech. According to Tavis, Soymech just means that we're not going to stop you if you want to be Soymech. But you really shouldn't be Soymech. You know,
isn't there a concept you call, you want the letter of the law or you want the spirit of the law? Well, like, you know,
saying, it's more than that. It's because I don't know if you would call a guy Shaloka Hagen for being over on the spirit of the law. Because if he's doing the letter of the law, he's Hagen. You know, because he's not, yeah. You know.
Can we say that Shaloka Hagen is only insofar as if it doesn't count by itself that it's wrong, but if the other person also has a taina, so we count it that much that it's enough to at least listen if the other person also has a taina.
Let me wait a minute. I'm going to get there. Okay, but whatever it is, that's what Tavis says. Tavis says that it's Ksas Shaloka Hagen, even though it's Kedin, even though the other guy can't stop him, even though Abaya said Soymech, Tavis is Mechadesh and it's Shaloka Hagen. And the reason why Tavis is Mechadesh that is because apparently you need that to explain how the second guy can be Soymech. Because now we have a Svara that since you are Shaloka Hagen, I can also be Shaloka Hagen. The problem is, and this is what I think the Matzei Avraham is asking, is that it doesn't make sense because there's Eino Daimed, the second guy, to the first guy. The first guy is Kedin. The first guy, you can't stop him, right? The first guy is not doing real Hezek. Or Raya, you can't stop him. It's only Shaloka Hogim. So it's a Kisaron and Musar. It's a chisaron in being about a hafter yachal kamaicha. It's a chisaron in being nice, whatever. The second guy, if not for this svara that Tavis is saying, that the first guy did shaloka. Let's say you didn't have that. The first guy did shaloka again. Let's say you're talking again. You take by a different case where the first guy, the first guy did something that doesn't hurt the second guy. The first guy built an Eitzer, and Eitzer doesn't hurt the second guy. And now the second guy wants to make a Nachtom. I think that's the case we had before. So over there, it's clear that according to Abaya, you can stop the second guy from coming. You can stop him because the halacha is you're a real mazik. So that's when the second guy comes, the second guy is a real mazik. Agadekak that the first person can stop him. He's it's a real din mazik. It's shalom kedin. So
this is a pure nizik.
It's also so because the first guy is completely kedin.
Now Tavis's question Sparta seems very strange. The first guy did kedin. The first guy did kedin. Okay, Eino Chinami. He's not
Anka Hagen.
He did. It's Ksan Shaloka Hagen in our case. But he basically did kedin. Now the second guy wants to do something, which is Shaloka Din, which is intrinsically Shaloka Din. It's intrinsically, it's a real mazik. And according to Abaya agrees that you're not allowed to mazik someone. It's real mazik. And the halacha should be, you should have to be marchik. Comes along, Tavis, but as far as, yeah, but listen, if you wouldn't have been Shaloka Hagen, you're right. But since you were Shaloka Hagen, I'm allowed to be mazik you. What in the world kind of svar is that? Because the first guy went ahead and did something, you know, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like in elementary school. You know, you see a kid smashing, punching a guy, making mincemeat out of another kid. You say, what's going on here? So he started. He called me a name. He said I was, I don't know. He called me a name. He called me, I don't know. He called me a redhead. And I don't like being called a redhead. So he started. So it's not my fault, right? I mean, I don't think you would accept that. You're not allowed to
punch we're not talking about in real life, are we?
The guy went ahead and he called you a name. So you can't go and beat him up and kill him because he called you a name. You say, he started, right? So here, the first guy did something which is basically mutter. Abaya says, soymech. He's allowed to do. It's halachically mutter. Okay, he wasn't about midos. He wasn't Salbaka Musar that you leave over the bigger piece for the other guy. He wasn't he's not the most Kahogan. He's not in the Hafter Reacha Kamecha, whatever. But it's halakhically mutter. He's not a mazik. The second guy is a grubba mazik. The second guy is being mamish mazik, the first person. According to Rava, Abaya, without this Farish Lagahogan, the second guy is mamish usher.
That's Rabbanan Shita. That's good for the Rabbanan.
But to Rav Yosef, Svara is very shver.
I'm saying that's
Machlokes. Why does Rav Yosef? Okay, but it doesn't make sense in Svara. We got as far as this, that because the first guy, you know, that's the thing, because the first guy did some Dake Dakas of Shaloka Hagen, there was the second guy is allowed to do Rishis of Shaloka Hagen.
Is there a Rabbanan arguing and saying they don't hold of the Shloike Hagen or that no, they hold the Shloike Hagen, but it doesn't give the second guy a right to therefore come?
We do not know. Tavis doesn't tell us how the Rabbanan responds to this.
It sounds like Rabbi Yossi saying an additional factor. It's not only because of Ketzah Shloike Hagen, you also need the ingredient that the guy is a Mazik also. Right, like the case before Rebbe saying, if somehow theoretically it was Ketzah like a Hagen, but you were a pure Nizik, right? I don't know if he's clearly saying, Rebbe Yossi, I get a right. It's a two-way street over here. It's not only, right, if a guy's a pure Nizik.
Right to say that the other guy's a Mazik.
What do you mean? Taisa said the Dvarim are Mazik in this step. What do you mean?
They're Mazik, but it's not halachically.
No.
Rebbe Yossi says it. Just like you say your Dvarim.
Rabbi Yossi is clearly saying it's not only right theoretically. If you have a pure nizik, totally innocent guy,
that your dvarim are being mazik me, but that pashup shot in Tavis is that's only what makes it shaloka hagen. But the var,
oh,
David says, since you are Shaloka Hagen,
the Shaloka Hagen is that he put it there first.
Right, so that's what makes it. And now you go ahead, and that seems to be mapped to the second guy. So what kind of
level of Hezek is the Shaloka Hagen is not the same as the level of Hezek. There's two things. There's Hezek and there's Shaloka Hagen. No, the Hezek is both ways. The Hezek is both of being Mazik. Elamai, the first guy says, listen, but I was here first. So therefore,
if I'm here first, then I don't care about you being Mazik, you, because I'm not Mazik, you're not here.
You don't care Bedin. But you're not here.
So there is no Mazik.
But there's still Shaloka Hagen.
It's a little bit like Rebbe's case. We let them hide it out because the shine
is a very, very difficult svara. This is a little bit what the Maxi Avram is that. First of all, two wrongs don't make a right. So because the first guy did something wrong, we're going to let you do something wrong. And especially the first guy, what he did was a daki dakis. You know, he called you a name. Okay, he was like sas. He wasn't even Shaloka Din. It was like sas Shaloka Hagen. You know, and obviously can't be too much because Abaya said Simex. You can't make it too big of an avla. It's like sas Shaloka Hagen. And based on a sas Shaloka Hagen, you're going to go ahead and let the second guy do something which is mamish should be halachically usher. Because listen, you know, it's a magia though. He deserves it. He's such a bum. So we don't have to, we can go ahead and beat him up and torture him and steal his money. Because it's a little bit like
the case of elementary school. We're going to let them fight it out, possibly.
I hope you're not the teacher in my elementary school. I would think that if a kid called another kid a name, and now the other kid goes in and starts punching.
Yeah, and if I hit him,
Rebbe's second kid, called you a name, give you the right to punch him.
And what if a guy punches him? Then you're okay with the other guy beating him up? The muscle is not right. It's not like, if the guy punched him in the face and now he gives him a licking, he beats him up. Rabbi will say Baruch Hashem.
Same svara, I'm saying. So that's why it's the same reason. I don't understand.
But one punch in the face is okay.
Just saying a svara that because the first guy was Sas Shaloka Hagen, the second guy is allowed to go to town. What kind of?
He can match him. Okay, so one punch for punch. If he punches you, if a guy punches him,
no, that's well. So even one punch for punch. That's what the Maxi Avram says. If you read the memory, the Maxi Avram says he doesn't understand. Gam Asher Kozmi Shum the Baal Dvarim Oslik Sash Hogan Nahter the Baal Chayr the Lash Hogadim Who's Far at the Chuka.
It's lawlessness. But I'm just saying. But maybe at a certain point, when somebody does something wrong, so like we're not gonna get in and stop him.
Okay, so the whole tithes is very strange. First of all, even if they would be equal, that's what the Maxi Avram says. You don't, two wrongs don't make a right. Just because the first guy, like you said, the first guy hit the second guy, doesn't give the second guy the right to hit him back. It's if it's halakhically usher to hit someone, so just because, okay, he didn't aveira, he hit you. You know, so it doesn't give you a right to hit him back. Just because he doesn't aveira, doesn't give you a right. I had a maisa. It's a cute story, so I'll tell you a cute story. I had when I was in Israel. So I had a neighbor who, whatever, he did something that, you know, in Israel, everyone's on top of each other. So without getting into the situation, he went ahead and he did something which caused me a great deal of hezek to my apartment, or at least I felt he was being mazik my apartment, because he went ahead and took certain liberties. So I told him, you know, I complained. So he said, okay, so we go take me to go to Dentira. Okay. So we went to Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg screamed at the guy that he was 100% wrong. Can't do that. Okay. So now, of course, as things go on, so the guy just ignored Rav Scheinberg, and he's still doing it. So I went back to Rav Scheinberg and I said, now what do I do? You know, we came with the Shaina. You know, the Rav, the Rebbe screamed at him, told him that he's 100% wrong. He's not allowed to do what he's doing. So now what am I supposed to do? So he says, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I'll tell you one thing you can do. When you meet him in the hallway, you're not allowed not to say good morning to him, because it's an Isra El Sisna. If 3 days go by, you don't say good morning to a person, you're over in El Sisna. So whatever you do, you got to say good morning and be nice to him. What are you allowed to do? I don't know. Right? So just because this guy was stealing from me, that's what Rav Scheinberg was telling me, this guy's being massacred you and he's stealing from you, but you still got to be nice to him. You can't go ahead.
Say good morning when he puts his stuff down.
What?
That the Baal Chayrdl can put, say good morning.
That's what Hashem said. You got to say good morning.
No, I said he could do it.
But you got to be friendly, because that's your chiyuv. Just because he's a bum and he's a, I don't say a Rush, I don't want to call the guy a Russia, but he's a shtickle.
He's a Shloka Haganik.
More than Shloka Hagan. It was Shloka Din. It was more than Shloka Hagan. It was Mamish Shloka Din. You know, it was a Shaita of Hilchus Ganei, but whatever it is. But okay.
That's there is a concept of Yesha Lev Tarumas. We know, like the Mishnah says, you know, that's the whole Rebbe's
role. I understand. But if Shaiva said that doesn't give you a heter not to go ahead,
you have tiny
good morning to him.
I have tiny.
You can start, still got to say good morning, because there's no heter, no sister. It's a chicha. He's not yet in the power of chicha.
There is such a thing. There is such a thing that the circumstances are mitigated. Then it's not. I mean, let's say for itafas lo mafkinan minei. He wasn't supposed to be typhus, but once he's typhus, we let him keep it. Okay, meaning,
I don't know.
He shouldn't have done it, but we're not going to take it away from him.
But that's not what it was there. Over here, we're letting the chatchila, the second guy, do this, and it's not kid because we have a suffix. It's not kid usually because it's a suffix. So I might have a haraya. So we leave it where it is. Here we tell the chatchila, the second guy, to go ahead. The second guy is a tzaddik. The second guy comes to Bezin. He says, I want to do everything mamish, lechatchila. The first guy did exat shalom gehogen. I want to be the most gehogen dika person in the world. Says, he comes to Bezin, what should I do? Bezin, go ahead, go right up to the border. Kol hakavod. It's glad.
Bezin says, well, listen, he's staring you, so you stare him, you can stare him.
That's a shvera svar. That's what the Maxa Abraham says. First of all, it's a shver as far. Just because he's doing to you, you do back to him.
He's not doing it to be mazik, the guy. He's doing it because he wants to. He needs to use it. He wants to use it.
It's a shver as far. I can't argue with the whole world, but that's...
Rabbi Charles says, if a guy in Sofa...
Just arguing with Tysus, that's all.
Just because the first guy did something a little bit wrong, so you should also do something wrong. And
the
Hedek of Maxi Abram, you know what the Maxi Abram was? The Maxi Abram. He asked that Kasha, that doesn't, that's a Shver Esvara. And especially in this situation where the first guy, what he did wrong, is a Daki Dakis, because Abaya said Soime. Well, what the second guy is doing is a Gasi Gasis, because that's Mamish Shalokadin. In any other case, it would be Mamish Shaloka Din, and Bezin would have him arrested and put in jail for doing such a thing. And they would force him to take it back. So it's Mamish Gase Gaza. So because the other guy did some Daki Dakis of a, you know, in this case, when the kid called you a name and said you have red hair, so I come to Bezin, say, what can I do? Can I say, go beat him up, go punch him, go smack him, because he called you a name. That's the right thing to do, lechatchila. Lechatchila, it's glad kosher. You can go ahead and beat him up because he called you a name. It's a very, very shver svara.
I
just want to say that over here, by our normally we saw before that in certainly of Yosef and by whatever, is that we use the Rashi used the word that the hezek is not muchan, or we don't look at it as the hezek is muchan, or it's by the tree. We say it's a hezek that's going to come later on. We know the hezek is going to be there, but Rabbi Yossi is okay because it's, or Abai is okay,
and
because
Rabbi Yossi, right? We're in the Rabbanan. That's Rabbi Yossi. We're in the Rabbanan Shita.
I know, I'm also in the Rabbanan Shita. Okay. In Abaya's world, it's because it's okay to go to the Meitzah because we don't see the future. There's no either give you delay in Rabbi Yossi, but even in Rabbanan, we don't say that he's mamish. We don't. The hezek is not moving.
That's the other guy's not here yet.
Right, but by the Devarim, by over here, by the Devarim, right? He's mamish bringing a mazik. It's like he has a gun that's shooting. It's a different mazik because he has the hezek is muchan here. Now, when the second guy comes along, the only way that that hezek works, the gun actually works, is if a mazik comes there. If a nizik came there, then it would be much more because that's called more than muchan. Okay, but over here, the only way to come there is if the mazik comes there. Okay, so then that's a different story.
Very nice. But when you become about Tysus, you're right there. I don't see that in Tysus.
Tysus
doesn't say what you said. Tysus is asking a question, and it's just be the same as Bor. And he doesn't make your chiddick. He said because Shaloka Hagen. That's what he says.
I'm explaining Psham.
I don't know. I don't see that in the.
That's why it's okay for both of them to be. That's Rabbi Yossi's svara of why it's okay, because he ends up only way that his mazik could be actually take place, could actually happen, is if a mazik comes there. So his shaloika haigen, because he's bringing a hezek muchan, but that hezek muchan is only if another mazik shows up. So Rabbi Yossi's words are, hey, take your mazik away from me if I'm taking it from you. Because we're both mazik, and in order for my mazik to actually to wife, that's the only way it happens.
Okay, I hear, but I don't. At this point, I don't see it in Tysus.
We're assuming that this is Takanas Chachamim, those are Chakas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Gira Delay, so it's
Midrash. Right. If it's not Gira Delay, it's a Takana de Rabbanan. Now, if someone come to Beis Din, two neighbors would come. One guy would say, I want to put my dvarim over here. And the other guy would say, in a month from now, I want to put my chardel over here. Beis Din, tell us, what is it that Beis Din would really like us to do? I would think Beis Din would say that the ultimate, our goal is really that each one of you should do somewhat of a hachaka. We can't enforce it on you right now, yeah, because you're coming first. Rebbe likes to say, you know, the Mounties get their man. Rabbanon can't get their man right now because he's coming first. They can't. But once he comes, in a way, the takana of Rabbanon is no longer there. Rabbanon is basically saying, our ultimate takana is that both of you should be ma'achik. In this case, if we can't get both of you to be ma'achik, then the takana of Rabbanon is no longer there. And therefore, and it's because you did Shalom Kahogan. And therefore, the second guy, it's not that, oh, now he's allowed to be Shalom Kahogan. Rabbanon weren't attacking in this case.
I mean,
but when it's two boroughs, then it's already the second guy is a mazik d'oraisa. So it's not we don't need the takan of the rabbanon anymore.
Yeah, the two boroughs. I understand the two boroughs. You're saying that since this is not what we. Okay, I hear. So you're saying that there's some logic to what Titus is saying. Okay, I don't deny that. Listen, the Maram goes ahead and says it's some logic to Titus. You look at the Maram. He explains Titus's logic. I don't remember what he said. So let me just look again. Maram says, "The long Maram."
Very long.
Maram says, "It's the Maram in the, it's all the way down, around 20 lines down. The Maram on Yilchos Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Savar." Kivin the dvarim maski nami lechardo, but also bawa dvarim ksas shaloka hagen. Shesama kawa meitzar, sheze also the draw lechardo. Avo biv shebedin and yochol amoino shalok yisbo. Mikol gong ksas shalok hagen also, bawa dvarim. Now this is word for word of Titus. Lechach, you know that's the lechach is the word that's missing in Titus. Our Tavis doesn't say lachach. He's adding the word lachach. He's adding the word therefore. But we said that there's a word, a therefore word missing in Tysus. But lachach, gam barachardo yachol lismo. Why? Mishum da amrele barachardo. Lo daicho shesamachta itzo meitzer shali. It's not enough that you went ahead, abam, and you went on the meitzer, and therefore it's causing me hezek. If you're going to make me marchik also, granted, I couldn't stop you. Still, you did shalom gahogin. So I'm going to come close and I'll live with it. If I have to live with your prop Ezek, so you gotta live with my Ezek. Gam ata tizbo chazeki. Kimoshim farish harash. Okay, I don't really understand this Svara, but it's what he says, something that since you did Shaloka again. Okay. Okay. Anyway, let me go. Let's go further. So one question that we have on Taifis, there are really three questions on Taifis. The first question is that it's very daichik in the words of Abaya, that Abaya says Saimech. But what can you do? That's what Taifis seems to say beferish. So you can't argue with Taisus. He said it's Shaloka Hagen, Ksas. Abai says, so he's making a Daichik. I can't help it. The second question is, the Svara is a little bit hard to hear. Okay, it's obviously not such an easy Svara because the Maxi Avram says he doesn't understand it. On the other hand, the Maram explains it. So, okay, there's a Svara here. There's two other problems which I think we have to worry about, and maybe I'll leave you over Shabbos to think about a little bit. One is, you know, that and the Shitasi, I never like changing the Gerasa. So according to this Pshat, basically they're changing the Gerasa. The Rishash clearly says, you change the Gerasa, you take the Vigam and you make it Gam. Now the Rishash is a relatively late person to change the Gerasa. So that means that, you know, till the Rishash, so to speak, for the last 500 years, we had Vigam. Vigam doesn't read because the way the Maram said it, I mean, the Maram is clearly learning like the Rishash. It's Vilachain, the Maram reads Taisus. He puts before the Vigam, he puts the word Vilachach, right? He put in the word Vilachach. So he said, so there's a missing word according to him, which is not so terrible. Taifas leaves out words sometimes. So where does he say Vilachach? Vilachach gamani lo archik. So you can't say Vilachach digam. The reading of Taifas is Kivin the Dvarim Maskin Achardo, since the Dvarim Maskin, therefore, which is left out, gam barachardo yogo lismo. So the vav makes no sense. So the Rishash says, ain't no kinami, so take it out. But okay, but we're not so keen on taking out girsas. So that is a you know, another problem. A third problem is that, and I don't know, this is my own problem, but I think it's a valid problem. Titus says later, in Titus Diriamasco, Svisavar, say, we didn't go through all the Tyson. I didn't have to admit, I didn't go carefully through all the Tyson, and maybe not even carefully. Titus says, Kach, and if you look at four lines down in Taibis the Sabar, Kach Pirish Ri Ko Asugya the Fishitas Rashi. So what Taibis is saying is that the Ri, this is our Taibis, is also a Ri, is the Ri is explaining the whole Sugya the Fishitas Rashi. So the problem is that basically Taibis is explaining Rabbi Yossi Svara with the Svar of Shaloka Hagen. Now, Rashi, And Yudches Amin Aleph explained Rav Yossi Svara. Rashi didn't mention a word of Shaloka Hagen. Rashi said a different Svara, which Taivis doesn't mention, and Taivis doesn't work with. Rashi and Yudches Amin Aleph said, Achata Omer Li Harkik Eschadra Midivari, Shawamazik Laharkik Asmo. You're telling me that I should move because I'm the Mazik Laharkik. Harkik Atat Burecha Minachadi Shat Atanikra Mazik. The Rashi saying a Svara that I tell him, what do you mean? I'm the Mazik, you're the Mazik. Now, Poshib Shat, Rashi doesn't make any sense because we're stopping the second guy before the second guy comes. And before the second guy, we want to, according to the Rabbanan, say we don't allow the second guy to come. At that point in time, the first guy is not a Mazik, and the second guy wants to be a Mazik. So I don't know. But Rashi says some kind of Svara.
Isn't that, Rashi and Ravo that he is a Mazik?
What?
Isn't that Rashi and Ravo that he is a Mazik for coming first?
Rashi can't be in Ravo, because at least in Tavis is Ravo. Tavis is Rava, the din is completely different. Tavis explains Rava in our Taisis. Now, maybe Rashi is a different shot in Rava, but then you're still not answering my stira that Tavis is not in Rashi. Tavis continues that we didn't go right there. That Tavis learned shot in Rava, the Rav Yossi Savar, the Dvarim, that Rav Yossi holds that the Baal HaDvarim has to move everything, meaning that the Baal HaDvarim, not the, in other words, that Rav Yossi is arguing that with the Tanakama. Tanakama says that the Baal Chardo has to move everything, and Rav Yossi is saying, forget, the Baal HaDvarim have to move everything. But not that they're both allowed to be Simech. Rashi's saying that I say, just like you're Mazik me, I'm Mazik you. And therefore we can both be Simech. So Rashi is definitely not in Tavis's Rava. I don't know. You know, if I didn't have Tavis later, so you tell me Rashi's in a different sheet than in Tavis's. Okay. So maybe Rashi isn't in Rava, but Taifas says later that the Re is in Rashi. So there's no way Rashi doesn't fit into a Bai and he doesn't fit into Rava. He definitely doesn't fit into Taifas's Rava, because Taifas's Rava is that the Baal Dvarim has to be marking everything. That for sure doesn't fit into Rashi. He doesn't fit into Taifas's Abaya. Because Tavis is Abaya, is a whole svara is that since you're so bit Shaloka Hagen, so therefore I can also be Shaloka Hagen. Rashi doesn't mention a word about Shaloka Hagen. He's saying a whole different svara. He says, who said I'm the Mazik? Maybe you're the Mazik. That's a completely different svara. So how in the world does Tavis say that he's explaining Pshat and Rashi? Right, so those are my three problems in the sugya.
By bar, we understand or no?
What?
By bar, when they're coming to Vasachas, why do they have to? Why can they both say, oh, "You're bad, I'm bad. Let's be here together"? I clearly hold by bar. They both have to be marchik when they're coming together. So say the same thing over here. When they're coming together,
if they both say, "Let's be here together," they're probably allowed to. The point is that one of them wants to cause the other guy to be marchik, and since they're biachad, they both have to be marchik. But if they both say, "Let's do it together," and not be marchik,
the same thing over here. Tyson is saying the same thing over here. Oh, each Rabbi Yossi Svara is that each guy is talking to you.
One guy came first in here case, and he was Simech. So Rashi says some Svara. But since you're Mazik me, I can be Mazik you, and therefore I can also be Simon.
Or
Taivis said it's different because the second guy is Mazik be a Dayim. That's what Taivis says. But okay.
The Taina is still, like Rashi says, you're a Mazik, I'm a Mazik. That's still the Taina. The Shaloika Hagen is a Pesach that you could say the Taina, even though he was there first. It's like the Shaloika Hagen is not the Taina. Because the taina is, the shalaika hagen is just what gives you the schus taina. Even though you were, even though he was here first, you still have a schus taina because of the shalaika hagen.
Okay.
So Rashi is giving you the basic taina. Tosis over here is just giving you the Pesach to say it.
But I happen to hear what you're saying, and believe it or not, I actually said something like you're saying. But as it stands now, I don't understand it, because if Tosis is agreeing with Rashi, and he's basically working with Rashi's far, so who tells Tosis you need a Pesach? What do you need? Tosis is bothered by Kasha. What's his Kasha? You have Rashi's Svara. So it's like very, very munda. You're saying Tosis really worked with Rashi. Rashi's Svara is great. Rashi didn't use anything about Shaloka Hogan. Tosis is just bothered that there's some.
It could be Rashi held of it. Rashi wasn't discussing that aspect.
But why? Where does Tosis know? If Rashi's Svara is a good Svara, so just say Rashi's Svara. What forcing Tosis?
That'd be a good Svara.
Tosis is saying this thing is Shaloka Hagen is like the most radical thing. That's what this Maxley Avram says. You're going against Abaya's Lashon. You're revolutionizing Shas. You're saying this super, super deichik.
It's definitely radical. The way the Maxley Avram, by the way, the Maxley Avram asks a little different than Rebbe says. The Maxley Avram says, if you say Shalika Hagen, just because he did something Shalika Hagen, doesn't mean that I could do Shalika Din.
Second
he said Shalika Din.
That was
so that he has the problem with, but we're not saying that.
Excuse me. That was his second problem. His first problem was, that how can you say it's Shaloka Hogan when Abaya said Simon? That was his first problem. So I'm saying, so Tosis goes ahead and is saying some super daichik in the Lashon of Abaya. Mistama, there's some hechra.
Super daichik, okay.
Yeah, it's a super daichik. Abaya says Simon.
It's adding a layer, yeah.
Abaya says Simon. Simon's pashas means a chatzchila. So, if Tosis is working with Rashi's Svara, which we have to understand what the Svara is.
Rashi's Svara doesn't make
know,
sense.
I don't know what Rashi's Svara is. Yeah, I agree. I don't know whether it makes any sense.
That's the Hechruch.
That's what Tosis is saying. That's good what Tosis is saying.
That's the Hechruch.
And these, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
That's the Hechruch. It doesn't make sense.
I gotta go. So we figured this out. In other words, I have three problems. One problem is that I don't understand Tosis' Svara too well. Just because the first guy went in and called you a name, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to beat him up. And even a chatzchila and Besin agree, and it's glad kosher. You can do something which is a chatzchila. You can go in and be mazik the guy.
That's the second question of the.
That's right. That's the one question. Second question is, I'm not happy with changing the gerusa. And the third thing is, pashtus. Tosis and Rashi are doing separate things. Tosis mentions as far as Shaloka Hogan, doesn't mention a word about Rashi's Svara. Rashi mentions some Svara, doesn't mention a word about Shaloka Hogan. Pashas is saying two different things. So how can Tosis say later that they're agreeing? Okay, now you're suggesting that maybe we should combine Rashi and Tosis. Okay, but it's not so easy. How do you combine them? Okay, but okay, let's leave it. So we'll meet again on Sunday, Be'ezhem. Right. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay.
Have a good Shabbos, Rebbe.